Some notes on access, art and writing. Image 1. A grainy photograph of a screen flecked with dust and very fine, warped, pixelated lines. Close up on four rectangular shapes in shades of teal blue, white and grey. They meet near the middle of the photograph with one highlighted in a neon green outline. Not only is the language we access, and which accesses us, already charged with experience and time, it is also true that the stories told with that language, or, better put, embodied by it, are the stories of others. End quote. Arts websites such as AME Online, CCA Annex, and Weising Broadcasts, their development accelerated by the inaccessibility of in-person events and exhibitions during 2020, are spaces cohabited by art and writing. Artists' moving image and accompanying textual responses, recordings, live streams of events, talks and readings, performances, podcasts and more, are housed together where the audience or visitor can scroll and pause, hover and enter according to their own rhythms and impulses. Described by the organisations as exhibition space, project space and platform, respectively, I'm finding it challenging also in writing this text to avoid spatial and physical vocabulary. The consideration of access requirements for audiences interacting with these spaces is foregrounded in a more obvious way than it appears for physical exhibitions or screenings. With access statements and documents available to read on the sites, there are details around captioning, audio description and transcripts, as well as discussion around screen readers and screen recognition software, among other points. Organisations are reallocating funding as part of existing budgets or making separate applications for accessibility funding, while conversations around access pick up speed within the arts and humanities in general. This is partly fed by the spaces themselves, hosting discussions and workshops, such as Making Access Work and Starting to Think About Access and the Moving Image. Commonplace within these spaces are captions, the text usually at the bottom of the screen, which describes speech and or sounds within a work or recording of a past event. Reasons for captioning's proliferation throughout online spaces in the arts may be because it's one of the easiest and cheapest ways to make a work more accessible. Captions not only benefit deaf audiences, but also those who might not experience English as their first language or who are neurodivergent. The length in-person exhibitions are open usually varies between a few weeks or months. Some of the online spaces discussed here similarly screen works for a limited period of time. However, much of the content is available indefinitely, with recordings of talks and events or contextualizing and commissioned texts remaining to orbit the work, even as it slips off the site. Fred Moten talks about, quote, the indigeneity and the exotericism of the archive, end quote, in the monograph Zoe Leonard, Survey, from 2018, written by Moten and Douglas Crimp. If we consider the work on these sites as forming an archive of activity, practice and discussion, the forms feel indigenous to online space. The sites collect materials, usually sequentially, like some writing practices might also do, and place them in relation to each other. As the art writing featured on these sites may attempt to write around a film being screened, the writing will form part of the archive of its screening and its role in the moment of delivery looking outwards from the work it orbits. Caption writing, in contrast, comes from inside a work itself. The exotericism of the archive, relating to the outside where the work meets the public, as opposed to the esoteric. It's activated through the combined effort of writing practices and processes of collection. These sites are generating new modes of discussion and artistic research by hosting work that may lend itself to digital delivery, or be too formally experimental to fit neatly within standard programming. If these sites are aiming for diverse audiences, we might consider their position as archives to also ask, quote, how can such work place pressure on conventional modes of data and evidence? End quote. Detailed indexes, keyword tags, and search bars make up part of the method of engaging with the sites from the smudgy surface of your phone screen to the laptop lined with biscuit crumbs threatening to fall under the keys as you type. The place where you meet the work doesn't feel precious, while still being valuable. By being presented on these sites, the process of captioning works has become a minimum requirement to aid the accessibility for current and future audiences. Creating captions of filmed events after they've happened, or consulting with artists to caption moving image works already at a fixed point of resolution, imposes limitations on the process, accessibility, and story building that can take place. A moving image work might not have enough space within the shots to describe sounds that are happening in quick succession. Discussions around best practice admit that ideally captions or other forms of access building should be integrated from the inception of a project, so that it is not just an add-on at the end. Ensuring enough funding to consult with disabled people and gain feedback throughout the process in order to develop all aspects in tandem with each other. The large number of resources needed to fulfill these aims while working with artists often on low budgets means there is still a way to go in the conversation between organisation, artist, and access. Tensions arise around ideas of standardised approaches to access when this comes into contact with the hugely varied methods and methodologies of artistic practice itself. Image 2. A screenshot from a website where four distinct zones, arranged on top of and beside each other, meet towards the top left corner, outlined in thin black borders. Inside the top two blocks, there are fragments of images in monochrome and blue-black, too zoomed in to make any sense of. The bottom blocks are blue and pink respectively, the left holding cut-off words so only the end letters are visible, D, S, and D. The pink block says, conversation, activism, health. Creative captioning is captioning via expressions of subjectivity, humour, and creativity to subvert standard models of caption writing, and is a manifold form that in its practice asks questions, quote, at the level of both sentence and structure, end quote, about how, quote, to represent, describe, or remediate, end quote, artists' work and people's speech and interaction. Writing creative captions to describe sounds and speech can be thought of in relation to modes of writing practices such as phrasis and translation. When creating captions collaboratively, trying to strike a balance between artistic expression, the tone of a work, and accessibility allows space for poetic intervention and intuitive ways of working. Meanwhile, critical distance is essential to ensure devices such as onomatopoeia are not excluding audiences who don't have the same oral experience. In Anne Svetkovich's text on Lauren Berlant, quote, format as infrastructure, writing as archival practice, end quote, in Capacious, Journal for Emerging Effect Inquiry, from 2021, she describes a workshop co-developed with Berlant inviting ekphrastic writing, questioning, quote, what happens if the object you are trying to describe refuses description or turns away from you, end quote. This is a fitting articulation of some of the challenges in writing creative captions, especially with a work already completed. Yet, the movement required to overcome these challenges and deepen access to a work, in whatever multiple ways the word access can be interpreted, may open new ideas for artists and writers alike. The relationship between art and writing is often discussed in terms of translation. New and experimental forms of writing with, to, and as art allows the sites, that's C-S-I-T-E-S, that we make from, to borrow Daniela Caschella's neologism, combining site with a C and site with an S, to become more speculative, with methods of citation and appropriation maybe returning, quote, all writing to its plural origin, end quote. A creative turn in captioning may also echo, inhabit, and reflect multiple modes and positionalities. In her text, On Access Via Versioning, Sarah Hayden describes the connection between an artist's sound work and a captioner's writing for that work's exhibition as being a translation that is, quote, loose, quasi-abstract, end quote. The creative processes of caption writing in this case leading to a versioning of the original work, quote, issuing anything like explication to instead solicit interpretation and speculation, end quote. Image 3. screenshot from a website with most of the image taken up by a black background. Q and A with is typed in a large white font floating near the side. On the right is a fragment of a close-up colour fuzzy photograph, old and analogue, with a retro-patterned cushion or sofa in the foreground and a line of tatty-looking spines in the background that might be magazines, books or records. For the captioner spending time with a recording of a live event or panel discussion, full of clear sentences but also half-formed thoughts, interruptions and pauses, the particular subjectivities at play between their position and the work becomes part of its translation into words. The captioned recording will have the potential to position language beside socioeconomic background and class, among other nuances of identity, influencing what's included and not included for future visitors to the archive. In this way, pausing to spend time thinking about the subjectivities of captioner and speaker is vitally important, as is paying attention to ethics and authorship, and embedding it all into artistic and accessible work, while trying to presuppose less about where it sits. I have heard criticisms where captions were discussed in relation to performative politics, like access-related virtue signalling, especially when other methods of digital inclusivity weren't available, such as audio description. Despite all the many limitations, fumbles, and failures, we have to hope for audiences, practitioners, and future researchers that the learning around access being done now by organisations and individuals forms substantive and realistic movement in the right direction towards best practice and inclusivity. Writing from my subjective position, as I have done throughout this text, the art and writing that engages me most attends to a desire not to answer questions, but to, quote, ask better questions, end quote. References. The first one, not only is the language we access and which accesses us, is from Cristina Rivera Garza, Disappropriation for Beginners, translated by Robin Myers and found in Manifold, Journal for Experimental Criticism, Issue 1, 2021. The second reference, where I quoted the descriptions by organisations such as Exhibition Space, Project Space and Platform, these are only one or two words from much longer descriptions that are available on each of the websites. The third reference from Fred Moten, where he talks about the indigeneity and exotericism of the archive, is from the book Zoe Leonard Survey by Douglas Crimp and Fred Moten, published by the Museum of Contemporary Art, Los Angeles in 2018. The fourth reference from Anne Svetkovich, Format as Infrastructure, Anne Svetkovich and Lauren Berlant, is from Capacious Journal for Emerging Effect Inquiry from 2021. The fifth reference is from the same journal. The sixth reference is also from Capacious. The seventh reference from Daniela Cascella, combining site with a C and site with an S, comes from editorial number 64, Something More and Something Else Than Words, November 2021, MAP Magazine, online. The eighth reference about all writing being returned to its plural origin comes from Cristina Rivera Garza, translated by Robin Myers, in Disappropriation for Beginners. The ninth reference, something that is loose and quasi-abstract, comes from Sarah Hayden's text on access via versioning on Wising Broadcasts. The 11th reference to asking better questions is a note. The note reads, Ways of approach and asking better questions were topics discussed at a Quiplash workshop I attended on audio description, facilitated by Lux Scotland in May 2022. And there's a link to the Quiplash website, which is quiplash.co.uk.